Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Gallagher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Kuzman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Kuzman. And now, play ball. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallagher fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. Dyer drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bonds out. One out. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell takes first base on ball four. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boswell moves to third. Agee moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer takes first base on ball four. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a pop-up towards first. Crane Poole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garrett strikes out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Shamsky hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boswell hits a line drive into left field. Henderson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Henderson. Jones goes all the way around to score. Boswell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mets. Tommy A.G. is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. A.G. is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. A.G. hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuzman bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Dyer moves to second. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dietz for a passed ball. Dyer moves to third. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dyer scores. It's 3-0, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harrelson moves to third. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dietz for a passed ball. Harrelson scores. Garrett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Mets. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Shamsky hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Mets. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boswell for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Rayhart pinch hits for Gaylord Perry. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Barr now pitching. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuzman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallagher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Barr covering, for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0 for 2 in the game. Dietz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallagher hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 3 in the game. Shamsky is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boswell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Don Hahn now playing center field. Tommy Agee now playing right field. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fran Healy pinch hits for Jim Barr. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy strikes out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 3 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into right field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Agee strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-3 in the game. Dietz hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.